We turn now to the training of Iraqi government troops and, in particular, non-commissioned officers. To do that, we contacted one base in northern Iraq. Sergeant Major Walter Morrell is responsible for training Iraqi troops at the Forward Operating Base in Kiara, known to U.S. soldiers stationed there as Q West. And he joins me on the phone. Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
What is the key lesson or a few lessons you aim to get across to Iraqis coming to you?
What we're trying to instill into the young Iraqi Security Force soldier really falls down into our same warrior ethos, and that is that they understand what duty is, what honor is, service to country, selfless service. Once they see what this is all about, then they start accepting their responsibilities as a volunteer soldier in Iraqi Security Force more seriously.
You are training non-commissioned officers. Given their role, what is critical about that training and about what they have to do, maybe in comparison to commissioned officers or infantry?
The critical aspect of training that they need to bring back to their units is that they are the trainers of the young Jundis, of the young privates, and they have to believe in that, and they have to assume that role as the trainers. It cannot be the junior officers, which it has been for so many years, and it cannot be the senior officers, which it has been for so many years. It has to be the junior non-commissioned officer that steps up and assumes the role as the trainer and takes responsibility.
When you first got there, when this training first started out, what were the weak spots that you found with the Iraqis who are coming to you to be trained as non-commissioned officers?
One of the things that the past units had not been training is what we call the warrior task, the U.S. Army combative, pugil training.
Pugil training?
Pugil training with pugil sticks and full body gear and headgear and aggressive military training that brings the warrior spirit out in young soldiers, that a fighting spirit.
So that was a weak spot. Any others?
The only other weak spot is the ability to have the training facilities to do the training that needed to be conducted. We actually built a makeshift traffic control point that looks just like one downtown, so the soldiers would see how they're supposed to react to different vehicles going through for vehicle inspections and personnel inspections in the environment that they're going to be in when they leave the academy.
And those traffic control spots, those are often quite dangerous and intense places.
Absolutely. It is very critical, and decisions that are made at a specific point in time at a traffic control point could actually save lives or make the wrong decision, and somebody could lose their life. Yes, you're absolutely right.
Are you concerned at all about training as you train soldiers with a commitment to serving the Iraqi military? There are also among them insurgents or alternately soldiers loyal to militias that you might also be training.
No, that has never crossed my mind, because if that was in the back of our mind as trainers, we wouldn't be able to provide the best quality training for the Iraqi Army. And the process that these young sergeants, the young Jundis, the young privates go through before they are selected by their commanders and sergeant majors to come to the course, I have faith in the chain of command for the Iraqi battalions that they are sending the best qualified sergeants and Jundis to go through the training here at the academy.
Sergeant Major Walter Morrell, thank you very much for spending the time to talk with us. Take care.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
Sergeant Major Walter Morrell is responsible for training both Iraqi troops and sergeants at the Forward Operating Base at Kiara, Iraq.